Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Emperor's New Mind by Roger Penrose is a profound exploration of the relationship between consciousness, computing, and the physical laws that govern the universe. Penrose, a distinguished mathematician and theoretical physicist, boldly challenges conventional assumptions about artificial intelligence, AI, and computational capacities of machines. The essential premise of this compelling examination is that computers, irrespective of their sophistication, cannot replicate human intelligence or conscious awareness, owing to the non-algorithmic nature of human understanding. Penrose meticulously navigates through mathematical principles, quantum mechanics, neurobiology, and fundamental physics to argue that human cognition involves processes beyond computational simulation. Celebrated widely for its depth, clarity, and innovation, the book effectively fuses philosophical inquiry with rigorous scientific research, proposing that consciousness might ultimately rely upon quantum mechanical principles deeply rooted in the laws of physics. Readers encounter a distinctive viewpoint that examines classical mechanics, quantum theory, and their potential harmonization with the enigmatic workings of the human mind. The work not only serves to inform, but also ignites curiosity and stimulates thought, making it a crucial read for anyone interested in the capabilities and future of human intelligence and artificial intelligence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, limitations of algorithmic computation. One of the central themes Penrose critically addresses is the true capability and inherent limits of algorithmic computation. He argues convincingly that no algorithmic process, even in principle, can completely emulate the depth and scope of human reasoning and mental processes. Penrose leverages Gödel's incompleteness theorems, which essentially state that in any sufficiently powerful axiomatic mathematical system, there are propositions about numbers that cannot be proven or disproven using the system itself. Applied to artificial intelligence, this would mean that computational algorithms, being inherently axiomatic, will inevitably encounter insurmountable limitations. He insists that mathematical understanding and consciousness incorporate non-algorithmic processes which fundamentally differentiate human intelligence from computational intelligence. This position incites rigorous debates regarding the position of humans as unique conscious beings and challenges designers and researchers in AI to reconsider their approaches. Secondly, role of quantum mechanics in consciousness. Penrose extensively examines the idea that quantum mechanical events, characterized by uncertainty and superposition of states, could account for aspects of consciousness unattainable by classical physics or computational reasoning. Penrose delves into quantum theory, suggesting the possibility that quantum coherence and subsequent collapse might play a crucial functional role within the neural structures of the human brain. He explores this quantum approach principally through concepts of wave function collapse and quantum entanglements, and suggests that the interplay between quantum mechanics and neurobiology is integral to human consciousness. By doing so, he invites notable curiosity, skepticism, and serious reconsideration of traditional neuroscientific frameworks, ultimately proposing that the mind may act through quantum mechanisms rather than classical computational procedures. Thirdly, exploration of consciousness and neurobiology. Throughout the book, Penrose explores deep philosophical questions regarding consciousness, supported by insights in neurobiology. Specifically, Penrose investigates how conscious experiences are linked to biological processes within the brain. He presents groundbreaking thoughts on microtubules, subneural structures within brain cells, as potential sites that may facilitate quantum events crucial to consciousness. These explorations aim to bridge the gap between subjective experiences, often elusive and intangible, and objective, scientifically observable phenomena. Penrose advances ideas that guide consciousness research toward incorporating quantum biology, stimulating further scientific experimentation and theoretical endeavors within neuroscience. Fourthly, philosophical insights on human cognition. Penrose situates his scientific exploration within a broader philosophical context, extensively discussing profound philosophical implications about the essence and uniqueness of human cognition. He critiques prominent philosophical positions such as computationalism, the view that humans operate like computers, and instead advocates for anti-computationalist perspectives. Penrose's philosophical discourse acknowledges human cognition as profoundly distinct, spontaneous, creative, and inherently cautious toward attempts at mechanical simulation. These insights engage readers in foundational philosophical debates, from consciousness to free will, situating Penrose's scientific arguments within rich and stimulating philosophical narratives. Lastly, implications for artificial intelligence. Roger Penrose concludes by addressing implications of his theories and arguments on the future of artificial intelligence. If human consciousness indeed requires quantum mechanisms beyond algorithmic functioning, this has considerable consequences for AI research and development. His hypothesis critiques overly optimistic assessments in AI research, suggesting the prevailing computational paradigm might misrepresent or overlook intrinsic human cognitive phenomena. Penrose's arguments thus set boundaries to AI capabilities and compel AI developers and researchers to reevaluate foundational assumptions on algorithmic computations, urging a paradigm shift in the approach towards building intelligent machines capable not merely of computations, but authentic consciousness. In conclusion, The Emperor's New Mind is recommended to readers with deep curiosity regarding the mind, consciousness, artificial intelligence, quantum physics, and their intersections. Scholars, technicians, students, researchers, and broadly scientifically interested laypersons will find Penrose's analysis enlightening and provocative. The book admirably blends rigorously scientific content with accessible, thought-provoking discussions, stimulating the reader's intellectual exploration of foundational concepts. This volume benefits readers through its profound insights regarding intrinsic capacities, constraints of artificial intelligence, and its fresh examination of human consciousness and cognitive uniqueness, empowering readers to question traditional views. Considering its intellectual depth, uniqueness, and scientific credibility, this book undoubtedly stands apart. Readers are encouraged to choose this book over others due to Penrose's unique analysis, his professional credibility, and original synthesis of mathematics, physics, neurobiology, and philosophical inquiry. The Emperor's New Mind challenges readers to critically reflect upon and deepen their understanding of machines, minds, and the fundamental laws guiding reality, promising a stimulating and eye-opening reading experience for anyone encountering it. If you would like to support Roger Penrose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.